Hello and welcome to this happy podcast. I'm Leanna Albrizio. A conundrum in a North Carolina factory in the 1970s to remove oil from yarn spools set the stage for the creation of Charlie Soap, bags of the brand's natural powder laundry detergent for which it's currently known, can be found on the shelves of Whole Foods, Walmart, Kroger, and others. Taylor Sutherland, the grandson of Charlie, for which the soap is named, sat down with Happy to discuss the brand's humble beginnings in the textile mill industry to becoming a household name. So do you want to tell me how Charlie's Soap originated, when you launched, and, you know, what is in a name?
Sure. A lot is actually in a name. In a nutshell, Charlie Soap was born out of a necessity to create a better cleaner for textile mills. It was not born in a focus group where a lot of other detergents that are on the market for consumers are. Most of them are trying to hit a couple of check boxes to make people feel happy for one reason or another. Charlie Soap was designed to work in an industrial setting, plain and simple. 1976, we were making oils for the textile industry, and it was perfectly slippery, and it would apply to the yarn perfectly, and it did everything it needed to do except come off of the yarn, which meant we were making hundreds of miles of useless yarn, and nothing on the planet would remove this oil from the yarn. Nothing. So not to give up, we basically reverse engineered the oil and created a cleaner. We were more oil chemists at the time than cleaner chemists, but, you know, potato, potato. And reverse engineered the oil and targeted a cleaner to it, and it worked like a charm. It pulled that oil right off the yarn. And the cool thing is it did so without damaging the yarn, which was necessary. It did it without damaging the little ladies who were actually in it, without OSHA gloves and everything back in the 70s. We did it without damaging the pipes and the effluent and the river that it was being dumped into. And we did it without damaging the machines that it was running through. And ultimately, it did it without damaging the wallets of the people that actually had to buy it on the daily basis. And people were going home cleaner than they were starting off work. And my grandfather was the owner, part owner of this textile mill where it started. And the individual workers working on that particular line, it's like, hey, I need call up to procurement. I need more of Charlie's soap to get my job done. And what they would order was 2 gallons, and they'd take one of them home and use one of them in the actual shop there like they were supposed to. And then they'd squirrel it on home to the tune of thousands of gallons a year. So much so that we were forced to open an outlet store to prevent theft. And we slapped a label on it just to say, well, y'all are already calling it Charlie Soap after my grandfather, never mind the fact that Dad created it, Charlie Jr. So we just slapped a label on there, called it Charlie Soap, and textiles dried up. Dad said, well, I guess that's the end of that. And it's like, well, no. There's tons of people who still want this product, even though they don't have a job anymore, at least not in textiles. So we rebranded, relaunched in 2002 under a new logo, a new website, and a new item called laundry powder versus just a clean all like this. Now we're the number one selling scent-free laundry powder in the country. That's above a certain brand that everybody knows.
So why is the powder better than the liquid form?
It isn't. It's the same formula based on a washing soda base versus a water base. We also have packets. It's merely a preference thing. If someone wants to do, you know, they can love the Charlie Soap message, but it's like, I am not buying a powder. Well, we have liquids. It's like, well, I'm not messing around with liquids or anything. I want those little single dose. But we have those too, all line priced. We're one of the very few that actually do that. $19.99 will get you your choice of packets, powder, or liquid.
I feel like the powder is less of a mess, right, than the liquid, or.
I think that may be the reason it took off. Also, I believe that, I mean, we were just kind of putting around with a liquid cleaner until we came out with a laundry powder. And we had a laundry liquid at the same time, and it was doing okay, but the powder just took off. I think people have a deep-seated desire to go back to what grandma used. But there is no powder on the market that works worth a dang. They want it, they just can't find it. So they reluctantly use these single-dose things and these pods and whatnot. But they really seem to want a powder. When we provide it, boom, it starts to sell and sell madly. But there's this adage that powder is on the downside. It's like, no, that's just because the big guys are getting out of the market because it's a pain to make. For them, we figured out a better way. So I believe Charlie Soap single-handedly revived the laundry powder market, and we're just bucking the system, swimming like a salmon, swimming upstream at every chance.
So, Charlie's soap laundry powder makes clean products that are free from fragrances and offensive chemicals. What do you define as a offensive chemical?
Well, number one, anything that's going to cause any kind of lingering problem, is going to stick in your body, or any kind of cancer or mutagenic kind of properties, and any estrogenic properties. So that's number one, the overall encompassing things. But more specifically, I really mean any chemical that is not designed to A, clean, and B, equally rinse away. There are tons of ingredients, and even the so-called natural ones that are designed to stick to your clothes. These are fragrances, these are additives to make your clothes feel softer. Sometimes it's just oils to make you think that the product smells like something, but it doesn't actually do something, doesn't do anything. Or you've got preservatives in there on top of, it's just junk. It has no basis to grab onto dirt and go and rinse away. It's just other stuff. So everything that's in Charlie Soap has a designed purpose to grab dirt or assist in the grabbing of dirt and to rinse away 100%. Anything else is somebody trying to tell you something.
The powders are fragrance free. Why is that? And can you walk me through some of the actives in the
Yep.
powder?
The active ingredients are the basis that you see is washing soda. That's the bulk of the product itself. We create a liquid goop that we call it. That's our surfactants package. And we apply that to washing soda. We add a little bit of sodium metasilicate to keep it dry. Otherwise, it would turn into a brick. Everything's active. That's going back to my previous statement. Everything that's in the detergent is designed to do something. The washing soda softens the water. The surfactants package act like a skeleton key and worm their way in and around an infinite number of stain types because of the way it varies itself, and grabs onto that dirt and it sits there waiting for the water. And the metasilicate, mostly it does, it keeps the powder dry, but it also raises the pH to allow you to go after things like blood and spit and other kind of sweat type of things. Why is it fragrance free? A fragrance in a detergent is designed to stick to your clothes. Second law of thermodynamics that says you cannot go into a washing machine specifically, take out the BO and replace it with gardenias. It cannot be done. All you've done is mix the two, and the flowers overpower the BO, and you think it smells like flowers. Well, no, it's BO that smells like flowers because you cannot take the bad chemical off and replace it with another one in a washing machine. Now, if you don't want to shower, that's fine, but that's not what everybody does. So, any fragrance, any scent blockers did not clean. You're still got that junk. Charlie Soap is designed to go in, grab anything that is not fiber. This was again back to our textile days, and latch onto it with a big old long tail waiting for the water to come around and rinse away. So not only is it scent free in the sense that it doesn't leave anything behind, it goes a step further and it grabs everybody else's scent chemicals that are still embedded in your clothes, sometimes deeply embedded in your clothes, and pulls them out. It may not do it on the first wash. It might take three washes because this stuff is nasty. It's buried in the, you'll smell peach lavender apocalypse detergent that you swear you haven't used for four Christmases, and it's still in there. So we're beyond scent free. We don't just mask odors. We remove everything that is an odor causing chemical, and you're left with pristine, brand new clothes.
So what is the feel and the smell, taking the laundry out of the dryer? Like, what does it feel like? What does it smell like? Is it just a fresh, clean whiff?
The main thing is it will smell like the air behind it. Cotton smells kind of earthy if you get it clean. Polyester smells like a plastic if you get it clean. Burlap smells like a corn stalk if you get it clean. Whatever the natural odor of the fabric will shine through. Perfect example. My mom, bless her, wouldn't switch to the powder, was still a holdout. Now, dad's making this stuff and he's doing it to support his family and his boys, and we're using it everywhere, but she keeps using his other stuff. And he's like, wife, I love you. You can do anything you want to me. Just stop doing it to them. But she said, still need convincing. So we washed some towels that had been just gooped up with this nonsense. This is 20 years ago. And before she could pull them out of the dryer to say, ha ha, Charlie, I have pulled one over on you. You've just made this junk and you're just fooling everybody. The youngest of the children, my sister's children, grabbed the clothes out of the dryer, put them up to his skin, and went, ooh, soft. She's like, out of the mouths of babes. She's like, fine, and never looked back since. Once she detoxed her clothes, she realized that she was just being belligerent. Love her. Sometimes you just have to beat people over the head. Cotton is soft. If you get it back to just bare cotton, it will be soft. Now, if you've got hard water and you're washing in nothing but calcium, we have a booster to take care of that because sometimes the detergent alone isn't quite enough. And you might get some detritus from the water itself. And the booster prevents that from happening and you'll get the softness back. We don't cheat. We don't bring an oil or some kind of other sizing to make you think that your clothes are clean or soft. They are. Another perfect example, I tell people to detox a load of towels. Just wash them two or three times. And after a couple of three washes, while you're transitioning, you'll smell, feel, hear, taste, smell. And I do mean hear. One of them squeaked once. Every detergent you've ever used start coming out. But at the end of that process, towels will fluff up. Because that's what cotton does. They will smell like absolutely nothing. And they will do something that towels are supposed to do, which is absorb water. Whereas before, they just kind of squeegee it off your body and you kind of get used to it. And you're like, okay, well, that's what happens. No, you should be able to put a towel on your body and it soaks up all the water because that's what it does. And then you can use it for a week before you realize it's dirty because it's absorbing and absorbing and absorbing. And like it hasn't done since you bought the thing. And that's when people go, holy crap, what is this thing that I've just stumbled onto that my neighbor's cousin's roommate told me about? And they tell their neighbor's cousin's roommate.
With Charlie Soap products, consumers are getting more bang for their buck. In what ways is Charlie Soap economical?
Good question. If you look at the sh shelf price, you're like $19.99. Oh Lord, I can get this other one for $4.99. Then you look at the fine print. The $4.99 will get you four loads. because they'll come with maybe 14 pods in there. You're like, I'm thinking I'm getting 14 washes for $4.99, $5.99. No, if it's dirty, they're asking you to use three of them. So now 14 is only five loads. So you just paid $5 for five loads. Charlie soap is one packet, 1 ounce, or one tablespoon, 2 teaspoons actually, per load. So you're getting 100 loads up to in a $19, $20 bag. So instead of paying a buck a load, you're paying 20 cents. So little goes a long, long way. And on top of that, you don't have to buy fabrics often. You don't have to replace your clothes as often. You probably get to back down on the hydrocortisone cream because you'll stop itching for once. The washing machine will no longer be gunked up. So you're saving time and money there because the thing's not going to break down like it would have just being covered with film. And in the case of our dryer balls, it's very, very easily to monetize because they can reduce the drying time by up to 25%. And now you're saving money on top of that. So it's savings on top of savings on top of savings, and your clothes last longer. And you're just generally happy. And that's why our tagline is clean for life, because we want you to get it clean so you can go back to life and not have to worry about freaking laundry, for God's sake.
You can follow Charlie's Soap at Charlie's underscore soap on Instagram. That's CHARLIES underscore soap. I'm Leanne Albrizio. Thanks for listening.